Guru Dev's mission had been fragmented after his departure. And he repeatedly warned us, don't let that happen to you. Love and trust were the virtues he emphasized for maintaining that spirit of cooperation, so that the golden age we saw during his leadership would continue and expand. So Srila Prabhupada was preparing us for what we thought would be his final pastime and instruction. And as the sorrow and grief of the devotees deepened, he was interspersed with episodes of intimacy, sweetness, charm, and even some mild humor. And some loving disagreements, as when Srila Prabhupada felt the inspiration just a few days before his final passing to go on parikrama for the seven major temples of Vrindavan, inspired by Lokanath Swami's preaching party aboard ox carts. Srila Prabhupada wanted to get in an ox cart and go on parikrama of Vrindavan. And seeing that desire as the will of Sri Krishna, Lokanath Swami and Hans Buddha prepared the ox cart. While Bhavananda, his Bhakti Sri Swami, and Tamal Krishna Maharaj were strongly opposed, and a loving conflict arose amongst the devotees. And as the conflict was heightened, and the suspense was increasing, Puri Maharaj came to visit Srila Prabhupada, and he was witnessing the loving dealings between the devotees and Srila Prabhupada, and appreciating. And then when Tamala Krishna Maharaj came to Srila Prabhupada at night, he said, I can't sleep. I'm just so tormented. The Kaviraj says that you'll surely die. The road is so bad. If anybody wants you to travel, I do. But why do we have to throw out everything? I said, I won't die in one day, rest assured. He said, but Srila Prabhupada, we're in so much anxiety, we're simply going mad. And Srila Prabhupada said, I don't want to make you go mad. If you don't want me to go, I'll stay. And they said, and then Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, Srila Prabhupada, everything you do simply deepens our attachment to you. And Srila Prabhupada said, that is my duty. On behalf of Krishna, he was awakening, cultivating, deepening our attachment to Krishna's special ambassador to this world. And then today, when the fateful news spread across the land and throughout the world, and all the devotees were gripped and seized by fear and grief and engulfed in ever-deepening darkness, we felt more lost than ever before. Now, during the years preceding this, we were struggling through very difficult marathons to have Srila Prabhupada's palace finished. Because when he first visited here, and he asked Kirtananda Maharaj, so you're going to install Sri Sri Radhananda Chandra here? He said, no, Srila Prabhupada, we're going to install you here. And Srila Prabhupada leaving, and saw my bus to be hurried to go to the end of the driveway. That was about the extent of the crew on that day. We should have probably stopped and asked them, so you're working here? I said, yes, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada said to them, Krishna will protect you. So I asked Swamiji, is your interpretation of that the same as mine? He said he understood that that was Srila Prabhupada's means of expressing his appreciation. And then, in the following periods, as when he stood right here, he was informed that this room would be illumined by jewels in the pillars, and Srila Prabhupada, with the motion of his cane towards all the devotees, said, these devotees are the jewels. So in Vrindavan, after he forfeited his plan, because he said, as when he read that article, or what their article was read to him about the court case, in which the judge established the Hare Krishna movement as a bona fide religion, and Srila Prabhupada said, now my mission is successful. Because I was simply loitering in the streets alone, and no one was paying any attention to me. But because of wonderful Krishna, everything is now a success. He said, if I could go to Gita Nagari and teach the devotees how to be satisfied living off the land, then everything would be more perfect. And he wanted to go to Bombay for the opening and to Iran for preaching. But then, and all this time, he was very attentive to the will of Krishna and very sensitive to the human condition. And displaying always his indomitable will. He had already defied death numerous times by his pure and powerful spirit, by the prayers of the devotees. But gradually, he began focusing on what seemed to be the final lesson. And he called the devotees, especially the GBC, to come to Vrindavan, not for meetings, for kirtan. He wanted to be surrounded by devotees chanting the holy names. And those last weeks and days were interspersed with such sweetness and intimacy as could not be revealed before, because the gem of his humility, which was not so openly displayed during the preaching days, when he was disciplining and training devotees and imparting that fearlessness to go preach every time in Virgin, the qualities of the Mahabhagavat were concealed by the guise of a Madhyamarikari who makes discretion for the purpose of preaching. His preaching mission completed, that gem of humility was revealed exquisitely. And Srila Prabhupada displayed intimacy and affection as he turned himself over to the care of his devotees. In many cases, just submitting to their will. And then, here in Vrindavan, he received the news that he's departed. We had no shelter, nowhere to turn, other than to what we had constructed for the purpose of being his home. Not his memorial shrine, not his samadhi, his home, here in the house. And as the devotees walked aimlessly from their different places in Vrindavan, and the palace was nowhere near completed, and the only lights were some Christmas lights strung from the dome, And the devotees congregated in this very room. And in a world that seemed empty and dark to devotees who felt aimless and hopeless, where could we turn now without Srila Prabhupada's personal guidance and presence? Only to his instructions. So the devotees began kirtan. And that kirtan simply deepened the feelings of this, of separation amongst the Vaishnavas. Until by midnight, they were literally just holding one another up. Is anybody here present that night? He was comparable only to the teacher in the books of when Srila Narottam Das Thakur was singing songs of separation from Lord Gauranga, which deepened the devotees' sorrow to the point that they too were about to leave this world. And suddenly, and unexpectedly, and unpredictably, the whole current of rasa shifted and flowed from another direction. And like lightning unfolding within dark clouds, Lord Gauranga and his associates appeared in the kirtan hall and began dancing with the devotees. First generation devotees, second generation devotees who hadn't even been born during Lord Chaitanya's life. They danced on and on for what seemed like a night of Brahma. And then when that ended, the separation they felt before was like nothing that followed. And so too here, about 2:30 in the morning, when the devotees were just literally crying and holding each other up, and not knowing where to turn other than to just stay together, keep chanting here in Srila Prabhupada's palace. And that current of rasa shifted as well. And the current of joy infused all the devotees' hearts to such an extent that they were just dancing in ecstasy, which appeared most inappropriate for the darkest day of grief in all our lives. And as the devotees danced on in great jubilation, not understanding what had come over them, and the next day they were conversing amongst one another. Did you experience that? What did you experience? Everybody said the same thing. They experienced Srila Prabhupada's presence more intimately, more deeply, more substantially than ever before. Even devotees like Kirtananda Maharaj would spend so much time in Srila Prabhupada's personal presence that he never felt so close to him as this very night in 1977. And as we contemplated that experience, and where could we turn for shelter other than Srila Prabhupada's instructions and his books, and going deeper into his books? And at that time, Chaitanya Charitamrita was very prominent, having not been available for so long. We came to understand something about a topic which until that point remained totally theoretical to us. The concept of Vipralamba Seva. And how that Vipralamba Seva awards such a deep and sweet, unending, tangible proximity with the Lord and his associates in a realm where darkness cannot enter and even death has no access. And then we began to realize and share amongst ourselves more every day that that wasn't Srila Prabhupada's final lesson. This very night, which we thought was the darkest night in history, was actually the introduction to the sweetest deepest, most intimate service to Srila Prabhupada, which will never end. And the Vipralamba Seva, which we thought applied only to the Brijavasis in their relationship with Krishna, also has its place in the guru-disciple relationship. He reasons ill who tells that Vaishnavas died when they are living still and sound. The Vaishnavas die to live and go on spreading the holy name. So Srila Prabhupada first awakened our love and cultivated relationships between the devotees, which opened our eyes to the fact that there is a sweet and loving Lord who's making all arrangements for us to come home. Having opened our eyes to that reality, he began to soften our hearts with the salve of love. And by his own dealings, which toward the end were more sweet and intimate and affectionate, and he was free to express gratitude and appreciation to the devotees in a way that he never had before. And the devotees felt themselves rising over all obstacles of material desire and reluctance to surrender. And then he left us. But he had prepared us. As in the chapter where Vidarbha, serving her swan in the forest, noticed that his feet had become cold. And crying alone, a widow in the forest, fearful and lost, not knowing where to turn, but meeting the old Brahmin who approached her and said, "Who is this person before you? And who are you? Do you recognize me? Do you remember that you had an old friend? And we lived together like two swans in the Manasa Lake." And Srila Prabhupada explained in his purport, that is the super soul. When the disciple actually develops a relationship of love with Gurudev, we demonstrate our love by how we work together and follow his instructions. And in so doing, the super soul will be with us in its most personal form of Sri Gurudev. So, thank you for joining us here on this most special night. Lord Gauranga has explained that those who worship Krishna without expressing proper devotion to his representatives, Krishna will not accept their offerings due to the pride indicated in their indifference toward his servants. So let us demonstrate and deepen our attachment to Srila Prabhupada by following his instructions and by cooperating in the spirit of love and trust. We will experience his presence with us more and more until that blessed day we return to him. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jai.